"What did you do next?" asks Boris.
I lean back and stare up at the slowly roiling smoke dragons that curl under the fluorescent tubes. It takes me a few seconds to find my voice. My throat is raw and not from smoke.
"Analyzed the situation very fast, the way they train you to. Leap methodology. Look, evaluate, assign priorities. Fred had grounded the containment field, and the Level 3 agency inside it flood-filled him. Level 3s aren't sapient, but the universe they come from has a much faster time base than ours. As soon as he crossed the containment, they mapped his nervous system and cracked it like a rotten walnut. Full possession in 200 to 500 milliseconds.
"But what did you do?"
Andy pushes at me. I swallow.
"Well, I was opposite him, and he'd grounded the containment. At that point, neither the attractor or the antinode were up and running, so we were all targets. The obvious priority was to shut down the possession, fast. You do that by physically disabling the possessed before the agency can construct a defense in depth. I'd been worried by the electrics and made sure I knew where the fire extinguisher was, so that was what I grabbed first."
Boris.
"It was the first thing that come to hand?"
"Yes."
Andy nods.
"There's going to be a board of inquiry," he says, "but that's basically what we needed to know. It fits with what we're hearing from the other witnesses."
"How badly was he hurt?"
Andy looks away.
My hands are shaking so much that my coffee cup rattles against its saucer.
"He's dead, Bob. He was dead the moment he crossed the line. You and everybody else there would be dead too if you hadn't punched his ticket. You've got one colleague who wasn't there, two who didn't notice what was going on, and five, including the instructor, who swear blind that you saved their lives."
He looks back at me.
"But we have to put you through the inquiry process all the same, because it was a fatal incident. He was married with two kids, and there's a pension and other residuals to sort out."
"I didn't know." I stop before I say something silly. Fred was a jerk, but no man is an island. I feel sick, thinking about the consequences of what happened in that room. Maybe if I'd explained things to him during the break, patted him on the back and sent him away to find a course that would use up his departmental training credits harmlessly. Andy cuts into my introspection.
"Oh, it's a real mess, all right. Always is, when something goes pear-shaped in the line of duty. I'll go so far as to say I expect the inquiry to be a formality in this case. You'll probably come out of it with a commendation. But in the meantime, I'm afraid you're going back to your office, where Harriet will formally notify you that you're suspended on full pay, pending an inquiry and possible disciplinary action. You're going to go home and cool your heels until next week. Then we'll try to get it over with as fast as possible."
He leans back from his desk and sighs.
"This sucks, really and truly, but there's no getting around it. So I suggest you treat the suspension as time to chill out and get your head together. Get over things. Because after the inquiry, I expect we'll be resurrecting your application for active duty training and field ops, and looking at it favorably."
"Huh?" I sit up.
90% of active duty consists of desk work. You can do that, even if the hat doesn't fit too well. Another 9% is sitting around in bushes while the rain drips down your collar, wondering what the hell you're doing there. I figure you can do that too. It's the other 1%, a few seconds of confused danger. That's hard to get right, and I think you've just demonstrated the capability. To the extent that it's my call, you've got it." He stands up. "If you want it."
I stand up too. "I'll think about it," I say, and I walk out the door before I start mouthing obscenities, because I can't get Fred's expression out of my head. I've never seen someone die before. Funny, isn't it? Most of us go through life and never really see someone die, much less die violently. I should be on a high, knowing that I'm going to qualify for field ops, and if this interview had happened yesterday, I would be. But now I just want to throw up in a corner.